One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Welcome to The Consumers. My name is Greg Warren. I am here with Tim Convey to my left.
Hello, Greg. Good to see you.
Tim, good to see you. Yeah, you fired up?
Oh, real fired up.
Yeah?
Very excited.
We got a big episode. We got a special episode.
Yeah.
A very special episode.
Yeah, these cookies used to mean a lot to me.
Okay. Yeah, I was talking more about our guest, but
doesn't mean fine. As much to me, if I'm being honest.
A guest means a lot to me. Sean O'Brien, regular host on the program, is also here.
Greg, we're doing it again, buddy. Very exciting.
Good to see you, man. Welcome. And then we got our buddy, Brian Bates.
Yeah, give it up. He's in. He flew in. He took a plane in.
How about that?
Flew in from Nashville. I picked him up. We shot down to one of my favorite restaurants in St. Louis, Stellar Hog. It's a barbecue place. What'd you think?
It was awesome. Yeah. It was great. It was. I got the brisket.
You got the brisket, which I am a big fan of.
Brisket Bates.
Yeah, Brisket Bates.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, it was
fits
awesome.
Right into the thing, and then I got the salami, which you don't think salami would be something you'd get at a barbecue restaurant. Mm-hmm. This is the only barbecue restaurant I've ever been to that has salami, and it's outstanding. Mm. And you tried a little of that, right?
Yeah, it was all delicious. It was great.
I got the Brussels sprouts and the roasted potatoes, which are
how many orders? Four.
No, I just got one side of each.
All right, man. That's good. Yeah, sometimes you double down on those. So.
Yeah, sometimes I go crazy.
But he's also having it tonight as well.
Yeah, I got it. I got the family coming over for, I told him I'd get barbecue, and I'm like, I'll do it twice.
He loves it, man. Yeah, it's his favorite. Is that a hot thing in Nashville? Is barbecue just the people competitive and got to go to this place, not that place?
Yeah, I don't know it that well. I'm not a connoisseur of barbecue, but yeah, there's some popular places.
Yeah. I've had some really good barbecue in Nashville. They tend to go a little heavy on the sauce every now and then. I'm more of a, I think the meat should stand on its own.
Yeah.
You're
a purist.
But I've been to some really, really good barbecue places in Nashville. So picked him up.
I'm thrilled to be, Greg reached out. He's like, hey, we'll pay for your flight. We'll put you up. And I was like, man, it'd be nice to have a night away from the family. And then he's like, all right, I got you on a flight, leaving in 6 hours to head back home.
Sending you right back.
That was the whole purpose.
Put him up for one night, Greg?
I still got to do the dishes when I get home tonight.
I know, man.
Couldn't even put me on a late flight.
No. Listen, we'll see how this one goes. We'll see how this one goes.
Yeah.
Next time, we may be putting you up for a weekend in a resort or something like that. You don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah. We're all very optimistic.
I do want to clarify one thing, though.
Okay.
Last week's episode, there was some discussion about Tim being fired or not.
Yeah.
And you said, it was unanimous. Nate, myself, Dusty, Aaron, and Adrian.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys all.
It was not unanimous.
Randy. Mm. Oh, really?
No. Adrian and I were for keeping you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Aaron and Dusty voted gone.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, man, that's tough to hear.
That is tough to hear.
Yeah. Nate was like, who's Tim Convey again?
Yeah.
Do I care?
Yeah.
So then we're tied.
Want it,
been doing that bit for a while.
Then we're tied. But Adrian's executive producer, so he won out.
So that's, Adrian.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, swung things in Tim's favor.
Yeah.
It was close, man.
It was close.
And here's the thing. Sean and I took it in stride. We don't want him here. But we're not gonna
what are you gonna do?
Make a big deal about it.
Came up from corporate.
Yeah.
I think it came down from corporate. Yeah.
Well, you don't know these guys like I do.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you. That's a good point. I appreciate your
It came
support,
up
though.
From corporate. Yeah. Yeah. If it came up from, what would that actually mean? Like some of the low-level employees at corporate were like, low-level employees over there at Nateland, like Nate Bargatze.
I just realized that's where the Nateland came from.
What?
Nate Bargatze. I never put two and two together.
That's where Nateland came from? Yeah, it's Nate. Yeah. You didn't know?
Hold on, let me see. Yeah, no. That checks out.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
it does.
Yeah,
it's because of it. Isn't it weird how you've heard it your whole life?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Put
and
it
then,
together.
And then all of a sudden you get it. It's, yeah. Nateland is based off of Nate Bargatze.
Well, I'm not sure that the other one didn't come first, that Nateland wasn't looking like, we need a star for this.
That's
thing.
True.
Yeah.
Preferably named Nate.
There's really no way to find out.
Chicken or the egg type thing.
Yeah, right. Is, yeah. Which came first?
Is there another famous Nate?
Nate Dogg.
Yeah.
But I don't think.
That's always what I assume we were named after.
Oh, really?
I just
after
never
Nate
asked.
Dogg?
Yeah.
Well, and he's real by the book, too. I mean, he's a regulator, if you're not familiar.
Yeah.
So he can be a bit of a stickler. Up from corporate, down from corporate.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Mount up, you know what I mean?
What other famous Nates are
we got Nate Diaz, right? The big UFC guy.
Nate Burleson.
Who's that?
Football player. Now he's a... Host,
great
TV host,
broadcaster.
Okay.
He does a
Hollywood Squares
CBS morning show.
Yeah.
Nathan Lane. I don't think he goes by Nate, but
no,
yeah.
I feel like there was a famous person that
Nate, the guy my brother worked on his show. He was part of the Oprah universe. I know that's not going to help you guys.
Oprah,
no,
okay.
Then we're stumped, we're out.
Stedman.
No. I don't know why I can't think of it. Come on.
Dr. Phil.
No. Keep going.
Nate Berkus.
You guys know Nate Berkus?
No.
He's a big deal. But design guy. He's fantastic. Yeah. He had a TV show for a long time. My brother worked on.
Gotcha.
Brian, you know any Canadian bands? Because that really gets under Tim's skin. You just start naming Canadian artists.
Brian, do me a favor. Wait till I'm trying to tell a story. And then just start shouting them at me.
Anne Murray.
That was my first one, man.
Rush.
There you go. That's what we did a couple episodes ago. We did that, and Tim lost his mind. Couldn't take it.
Yeah, I know. He was cooking, man. It's nice to have him a little zap
in him,
man.
He
had that fire in him, man.
He did, man.
Yeah, people waited in on that. They enjoyed it. They enjoyed me doing a Sean-like rant.
Yeah.
Hey, man,
early in
it
the
feels album. Good to let that tension out.
It did feel good. It felt good.
Yeah, but you don't have to let it out all the time in the middle of the airport.
Pick your moments.
Yeah.
All right, man. I know. I did have a meltdown at the airport, but we got over that. So.
Yeah.
We missed Alanis Morissette, though. I'd like to get that in there.
We did miss Alanis Morissette.
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah.
That's how you do it, guys.
All right, guys, I'm out of
an episode.
You
know what?
See, we get that early flight back to Nashville because his work is done.
No, I was going to say he might have just earned himself a Best Western. That was that good. You might get to say that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We'll see how the rest of the episode goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right now, next time you come in, you're at the Ramada Inn right by Six Flags.
Yeah, based on right now. But,
I mean,
30 minutes from now.
Who knows where you
well,
can
let's
go.
Just see how it goes.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. But again, 30 minutes from now, you could be in a campground.
Yeah. I understand.
Yeah, you know, okay. Yeah, it goes both ways.
Oh, yeah. I could be on an earlier flight home, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sean's taken to the airport. He's a very safe driver.
No, I'm telling you, man, I know you know Greg better. It is the right play here. It is. We've discussed this multiple times.
Why is that?
Greg is, he's just a danger on the road. He's a danger to society when he's on the road. He shouldn't have a license.
Sean's a better driver. However, Tim, do you think, Bates makes his flight?
Not a chance. Between the weather and Sean driving 25 under the speed
25,
limit.
25, he's
under the speed limit?
Under.
Bates, I follow the laws. I follow the rules. Do five over. We've talked about this, and you know they just put me down. I'm the only guy who gets clowned for being a responsible driver. It's a very silly problem. He's a safe driver, and they can't take it because they're not. You know, Greg hits things. Greg's had like 10 dings. Look at his car right now. It's like a kaleidoscope.
It is dinged up.
It's got, you know, blue dinged, you know, color dents, and it's a mess.
Greg picked me up at the airport. Last month, he picked me up at the Orlando airport, and a rental car looks exactly like your car. I believe.
He's a loyalist.
Similar, yeah. Man. I mean, I'm not renting.
I think it was the same thing.
I got
thing.
An Acura. They don't rent Acuras, I don't think. I've never had an Acura as a rental car.
All right, that's fair. But yeah. He picked me up, drove me to my hotel.
Yeah. It was a long way, man. In a lot of... Man, Orlando doesn't usually get mentioned in the traffic cities. It is brutal.
It hits hard.
If you're near Disney World.
Man.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get hung up in that Disney traffic. It's a day. It's rough.
Did you guys swing by Disney?
No. Kinda. Well, yeah.
Because there it is. Because we're sitting in traffic.
Yeah, we didn't go on any rides or anything like that.
No.
You know?
Greg had to rush back to make his show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the show.
Yeah. I mean, I apologize for that. I had a comedy show, Bates. Yeah.
Drops him out of my hotel where my show is. So I got the rest of the afternoon while he's stuck
just
in traffic.
Chilling out.
Yeah. White knuckling it to get back. Did you have a chance to take a shower before the show?
I did.
Okay.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your first time here and in the studio, but you've kind of been on before because we did the crossover episode with Nate Land.
That was a lot of fun.
Down in Nashville is great.
That was a good time.
You guys are killing it, by the way. I follow you guys up on the fan page. I see a lot of comments, people saying, you know, this is now my, I like this better than Nate Land. I don't appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, that's Randy.
It's an inside job.
And it's Tim's got a burner account. We let him.
Well, y'all are awesome. Y'all are awesome on there. I did radio with you, so.
Yeah, so fun.
Yeah, I knew you were really good, but you guys, the chemistry with you guys is great.
Oh, thanks. We feel lucky to be a part of
it. Yeah, you're killing it.
You guys are doing.
Yeah, I fit in pretty well in the show, man. I know they're glad I'm here. So that's...
Yeah, that's definitely.
Well, you all bring something for sure.
It just warms the heart every time I drive home, knowing what a yes that I am to this thing. So, I'm asking that way. I mean, within the next hour, I'm going to probably say 7 or 8 real dumb things. Greg will pounce on me. I'll take the beating. And then we just keep going.
Another great man.
You're the breakfast of this podcast. That's Nate with me.
Oh yeah. You take some hits from Nate. When I'm in there, I take some.
You
hits
do.
From
That's
Nate.
Why I love when you come on.
Yeah, when I come on, I did. Well, I all the like old guy jokes.
Yeah, it goes from me to you.
From you to me. Which I sent Bates. I go, hey, what brand do you want to do? He sends me a list of like 4 or 5 brands. One of them is Fiber One. I'm like, are you kidding me? I take enough heat for being old, and so do you. And you want to do Fiber One?
I like it, man.
We're never going to hear the end of that, man.
No. That was, I texted my wife and I said, hey, what are some brands? And the first one she sent me was Fiber One. I'm like, it's accurate, but again,
it's a brand joke.
You sent Fiber One, you sent Dr. Pepper, which we will do, but I just felt like our first official soft drink should be Coca-Cola because it's sitting right there on the wall, you know. Now we did,
I didn't know there was rules.
We talked about RC. We talked about RC, so I mean it sort of backdoored its way in with Moon Pie, but yeah, so no Fiber One. No Dr. Pepper. What else did you have now?
Centrum Silver? Maybe. Get them on.
That's a good guess. Depends. She sent me another list. I don't even think I forwarded you. Had Tums.
You didn't.
Tums in there.
Tums, no. Weber should be doing that.
He should.
Yeah.
But I also have acid reflux. It's made me feel very old. Accurate, but old. What else did we have?
I'll take a look, man. I mean, to be honest, they weren't very good. I mean.
Well.
Oh, come on. That's no a bad attitude, man.
Bates, meanwhile, is Greg the most abused guest on Nate Land? Who takes the most heat on there? Is Greg up there?
He's certainly up there. Let me think about that.
Oh, here's the other one. The caramel candies Brian likes.
Werther's?
Werther's?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Dude, it's another old Werther guy.
I got some hard Sean candy in my pocket.
Oh, I loved them, man. Yeah. Oh, they're the best.
And then Honda, which I think the next car thing, the first car we do is going to be some form of Dodge because our buddy Sean sold cars for
what?
Dodge.
Okay. Well, excuse me for not knowing all the inside plans that you have for each one of these sponsors.
You said you were a fan of the podcast. You said you knew things. You know, I don't think you do.
I am. I am. I actually knew when I texted you about Southwest that you guys had already done Southwest. Mm. Episode 4.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Southwest he texted me. Like, oh, come on, man. You almost worked your way out of being a guest.
200 episodes ago.
So I take, what was the question? I take more heat than anybody else?
Yeah.
Certainly up there. Nick Novicki gets a lot.
Yeah, Nick takes a beating.
Let me think. Greg, yeah, you're certainly up there. You up until last week with Reno Call, you were everyone's favorite guest, but now you may have been bumped.
I agree, man. Reno's hilarious.
He is a man.
Yeah, very funny guy, man.
Mike Vecchione.
Vecchione's great, man.
Yeah. He takes a beating. I mean, all of Nate's friends.
Yeah.
You know, get it. So
Joe, do you guys beat on Joe a little bit?
Joe Zimmerman?
Zim Dog.
Yeah. I guess he's been on twice, but last time he came on to talk about birds.
Yeah,
and
Joe that's all Joe talks about.
Yeah.
On stage, off stage.
He's sketches. Obsessed. He's got a big thing with
he's
birds.
He's a bird
right?
watcher. Yeah. Joe's a bird watcher.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I left my phone on. Oh, that was you. Okay.
That was me. Yeah.
Come on, Greg.
Just say things about it.
Seconded only by Randy, just cracking open an RC Cola in the back. Which I hope people heard that. It was Randy drinking an aptly named RC Cola. Just makes me real, real happy.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's time to get to the brand. I mean,
I like
it's fun catching up and all that. We love you, Bates. But
we know why
you're
we're here
for a reason.
Absolutely.
You got a job to do.
Yep.
And this is his deal, right?
This is his deal. It was the only acceptable. He sent me about 75 options, and it was the only one that was even close. Our brand this week is Chips Ahoy. Now, before we get into the history, I want to say something very important. Randy, a known off-brand private label guy.
Mm-hmm.
Bates, he doesn't buy, go into his kitchen, he doesn't buy real brands.
Okay.
It's all, you know, Sam's Club water mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. He got noticeably excited when I had Chips Ahoy here. He's like, hey, because a lot of times, you know, we'll be like, hey, we got a lot of extra stuff. Do you want it, Randy? And he'll take it. Sometimes he doesn't really want it.
Sure.
You know, he took maybe two moon pies. Nobody really wanted the moon pies. I took a lot of them. This time he was like, I want all those Chips Ahoy. He goes, I don't buy off-brand chocolate chip cookies.
He goes,
Randy, you want to speak to that?
Yeah, absolutely. I do not buy off-brand chocolate chip cookies. I love Chips Ahoy. They're fantastic, and that's what I go for.
And now, would you say you stick with the original? Do you do the chunky? Do you do the chewy? The mixed with different candies? What do you got?
I prefer the chewy and the regular. The regular ones are my favorite, but okay. I do also enjoy the chewy ones.
Okay, blue pack. All right, well, I'm going to get to the history, and we'll get into all the different types, but I thought that was notable, don't you guys think?
This is big.
Never happened before.
Well, it's a big step for it, man. You know, you might be turning. I mean, maybe next week it'll be Fiji water in there or something.
No,
you know?
Say maybe nice. Not a chance.
You think I'm reaching for the stars there?
I mean, we upped his pay a little bit, so that might have something to do with it.
Oh, but, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Randy, any other product you make exceptions like that on where you go big?
Things that like I don't skip on, is that what you're saying? Yeah, absolutely. Coffee, toilet paper, toiletries.
Charmin?
No, I do Cottonelle and toothpaste and my body
Crest?
Wash and stuff like that. Yeah, absolutely. The Crest 3D White and yeah.
Where coffee?
Starbucks, Pike's Place.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Pike's Place.
Yeah.
It's great.
You get that? Do you make it here, or do you go to a Starbucks?
No, I make it here. I make a pretty mean cup of coffee, I think.
Okay, good.
I drink a lot of coffee.
Mm. That's great.
All right, this is great, man.
Send me some money once a week.
Yeah, man.
I'm always getting it on my way.
Yeah, but he likes kind of a lot of weird stuff in his. Yes, it's not just a cup of coffee with you, man. It's long order.
It's always something with me.
So, Bates, you picked this. Is this, I would assume, your favorite? Is that why we did this?
Yeah.
Sure.
Two of these are in my cabinet right now.
Nice.
The chewy Chips Ahoy and the regular, the blue and the red there.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
All right, man. Well, let's get into it here.
Yeah, let's get into it. I want to start by talking about chocolate chip cookies in general.
Okay.
There was a place called the Toll House Inn in Whitman, Massachusetts. That's between Boston and Cape Cod. They got a lot of business because a lot of the people vacation in Cape Cod, so they're on their way there. It was owned by Ruth Graves Wakefield and her husband, Kenneth. I'm not sure what Kenneth's frequency is, but...
That's a Canadian
man. Actually enjoyed that, man.
Did you like it?
I enjoyed that. Tim wanted no part of
Tim
it.
Tim hated it.
He's thinking about he might walk off set.
No, it was good. It was good. It was
no,
good.
You didn't like it.
No, it was good. I liked it. Okay. I'm telling you right now, I liked it. I'll tell you when I don't.
It was Kenneth. And in 1938, Ruth tended to serve these Toll House chocolate crunch cookies as a freebie with ice cream desserts. And I think the way she did it is she made some butter cookies, I think, and maybe even butterscotch cookies. And she had a bar of Nestle's and she used an ice pick and sort of just sort of chopped off little chips of the chocolate, put it in there, served it as like a, hey, you know, you ordered some ice cream, we're going to give you this little free thing.
An ice pick is aggressive for chipping off chocolate.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mention Ruth Graves Wakefield, also a convicted murderer.
Oh. She,
yeah.
Say no more.
70 bodies.
Oh,
you hate to hear it.
Her grandson had a mean knuckleball.
Yeah, Tim Wakefield. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Tim Wakefield. Tim that's good.
He was a knuckleballer.
He was, man. Yeah,
great knuckleballer, actually. I would say one of the top ones. Maybe not Phil Niekro, but he was a big time.
Kind of the Quisenberry of the knuckleball.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she started, and people started liking these cookies more and more. Nestle took notice of it like a year later. 1938, I think, was the first time she started serving them. In 1939, Nestle said, hey, we want to be a partner with you. They gave her $1, which, and she said she never even got the dollar.
They went to a woman holding an ice pick in her hand, and they only offered her $1?
Yeah, they gave her $1. Now, she did get a free lifetime supply of chocolate for her cookies.
There you go.
And they printed the recipe, the Nestle Toll House recipe, on the back of the chocolate chips. Yeah. And they hired her as a consultant, so maybe she made a bunch of money that way.
This might sound insane, but I like to be vulnerable on this podcast. It blows my mind that the chocolate chip predated the cookie. It seems to me that it would be what they exist for.
Wait a minute. The chocolate chip predated the cookie?
It didn't, though, right?
It didn't.
Oh, I thought you said...
She was scraping it off.
She got it off of... It was just a bar of chocolate.
So
there's a bar of chocolate and she's making cookies.
Oh, yeah. So then they start selling the chips for that
reason.
They
were the first ones to
sell.
They
put them out and said, okay.
They were the first ones to sell. And I don't think they've ever called them chips. They call them morsels.
Oh, yeah.
Nestle morsels. Yeah. During World War II, a lot of soldiers from Massachusetts who were stationed overseas got care packages. Mm. And they were these Nestle Toll House cookies. You know, they were sort of had regional fame at the time, and they shared them with other soldiers from other parts of the country. And the other soldiers were writing back to their parents in Oklahoma or Texas or Michigan and be like, hey, you know, Larry here gets these Toll House cookies. Mm-hmm. So then Ruth was flooded with all these requests for the recipe. So that's kind of how
it took off fast then. 1939. And then by early 40s, it's everywhere.
Yeah, it's going crazy.
Yeah.
She, I think, was the one to ask them, because she was doing the ice pick with the chips, and she was like, could you make smaller pieces and not send me the chocolate? So that's a good point. I know it's of course still today. They're called Nestle Toll House cookies, and they're printed on the back when you buy the morsels. Maybe for a while it was printed on the back of just a bar of chocolate.
Mm.
But she said, "Hey, can you make smaller things?" And that's when they were like, "Yeah, let's make some chips."
Morsels.
So that seems to be what happened.
Okay.
Sort of the next big thing in chocolate chip cookies was Nestle came out with a ready to bake cookie dough. in 1955. You know, like the frozen cookie dough that you just sort of cut it off and throw it on. I've never really been one for that. I think that's like chocolate chip cookie dough is not that hard to make. So I always feel like you're cheating when you do that.
It's convenient though.
Yeah, there's but
my mom tells this story all the time, but I was Tim Farrell, one of the guys in my band, we'd spend a lot of time at his house, and his mom would always make these chocolate chip cookies, and they're unbelievable. And I would always tell my mom, you got to get that recipe. You got to get that recipe. And it turns out it was the break and bake. It was just the things ready. Yeah. We were all embarrassed. And
that didn't feel very good for your mom.
No, it didn't. She was not happy. She brings your mom. She brings it up often.
Connoisseur of baking.
I mean, yeah, she does a great job. Makes a great cookie. But at the time, something about these break and bake, they're good, is what I'm saying. And they'll save you a little time.
Your mom's a fan of my baking.
Absolutely. Who's not?
Yeah. I bake a little bit.
You got it.
Yeah. So you do your own dough.
Oh, yeah, for chocolate chip cookies. And there's a sugar cookie recipe that I like. And then Rugola, which is more of a pastry.
This Rugola, sort of, Brian, is just, it's unbelievable.
And that's what your mom likes, I think, is the Rugola.
Yeah. I've maintained my friendship with Greg specifically for that many times. Many times, only that Rugola is all that has kept me hanging on.
Uh-huh.
That's enough, though.
It is enough. It's that
enough.
Good.
Yep. It's enough.
Time and time
Sometimes that's what a lot of relationships come down to.
Yeah,
you know?
Good Rugola.
Just stay for something.
Yep.
You get a fight, and he's like, your mom likes it.
Yeah.
You ever say that?
Yeah. I've said that a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Greg, I think you should make Brian a pie this year for Christmas.
Yeah, put him on the list, man.
I mean, you're sending him back. You're letting him stay here for 15 minutes. So at least you can do, I think, just in return. I mean, I'll tell you right now, Brian. I mean, Greg is rich. You got to understand something. He is so rich. I'll get you Courtyard Marriott and up if you want. No problem.
I'm happy to put you up at a hotel. I thought he was a family man. I thought maybe he wanted to get back.
No, not at all. That's the only reason I'm here. Hang out with the boys. Maybe do a mic.
Yeah. Oh, there's a mic.
I gotta walk the dog when I get home.
Yeah.
There's a mic in St.
Well,
Charles.
I wish I could stick around for
it. I'll get you a hotel, man. You're gonna have to change your flight though.
And my clothes.
Yeah. But, all right.
Can we call your wife live on the pod and you tell her
we're not gonna do
something's
that.
Come up?
We're not doing that.
That'd be great.
Yeah, we don't involve people's
Look,
wives.
Good I content. Know Greg's a very generous person. He picked me up Orlando Airport, stuck in traffic for an hour. I said, I'll buy your lunch. And then we get there at the restaurant, and I think we're having a lovely conversation. But apparently Greg was ready to go. He gets up mid-sentence while I'm talking, goes, finds the server, pays for it himself. So then I felt terrible about it because he's doing all this stuff for me. So then we're leaving the restaurant. There's somebody out there collecting money for some charity. Now, I tend to just like, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah.
Greg stops and gives them money. So now I'm like, well, I got to give them money because Greg's already paid for everything else.
Weren't they selling something?
No, it was something for support the soldiers. And depending on how much money you gave, you're either an admiral or a lieutenant or whatever. Yeah. You said I was, what, a private?
Yeah. I don't know what they call it in the Navy. Ensign? No, it's not private in the Navy.
Whatever it was the lowest level was what. You know, you said I was, which I was.
I think you were a wee below.
Tim knows I'm not great.
That is a little off.
Giving to charity.
I always try to give credit where credit is due on this podcast. Dan Chopin always had a great bit about it. He's like, I just got back from entertaining the troops. Troop number 179, Boy Scouts.
So good.
They're hungry. They want their mommies.
Bates and the charity thing. I think we talked about it on the crossover episode, but I guess it was the last time you were in St. Louis.
Yeah.
The whole Ronald McDonald House debacle.
Yeah, I tell that as a joke in my act.
So good.
Yeah. The only part about that's not true, but you guys know, is with Ron, is that his name?
Yeah, Ron.
Yeah. He never got quiet in the car.
Yeah.
Ronnie's a talker.
Yeah. The way I tell the joke, we just say silence, but no.
Yeah. Ronnie's a great guy, man.
He is a great guy.
Knows a lot of rock and rollers and a fun guy to be around. Always positive energy with Ronnie. Mm-hmm. Man. Yeah. Always positive.
I learned about Ludo from him.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Great ambassador for us.
He is.
I'm a big fan.
I learned about it from Tim. Then I learned about it some more. Then I learned about it some more.
You're welcome.
I learned about it even more.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Then I learned about it some more.
Gift that keeps on giving.
So they had the cookie dough in 1955, and then the next real breakthrough was the first shelf-stable mass marketed chocolate chip cookie, Chips Ahoy.
Nice. Boom.
Their whole thing was as good as homemade. Mm. That's what they like to say. And I think in its own way, it is like, it doesn't taste like a homemade chocolate. It's like two different cookies to me.
Agreed.
A chocolate chip cookie that you bake and then that, they're both very good. But I don't think it's almost like it's not the same cookie.
Agreed.
You think the same thing.
Yeah completely. Yeah. It's a totally different thing for a totally different, you gotta be in a totally different mood.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you. How'd they do it? How'd they figure it out? Shelf stable. What'd they do? Who did it?
Probably took some homemade cookies and put some sort of preservatives in there.
All right. Guess.
I mean, it is a distinct, especially the regular. I think it's just got a very, very distinct texture and it's awesome.
Yeah.
They figured it out. The name Chips Ahoy, there's some sort of debate on where that came from. It is probably a sort of play on words of a ship ahoy or ships ahoy is what sailors say when they see another ship. Or watercraft in the vicinity, they say, ship ahoy. But they weren't the first ones to sort of play interchange ship and chips. In an 1859 Charles Dickens story, The Uncommercial Traveler, includes the passage, "Chips ahoy, old boy, we've pretty well eat them too, and we'll drown the crew and we'll eat them too." So,
it's dark.
A little dark. Yeah,
eat Dickens, them too.
Yeah, Dickens could get dark.
Don't even tell
it's
me.
Known for that.
Yeah. But yeah, that's where it came from. Chips Ahoy. The number of chips has fluctuated in these things. Mm. They used to be 16. They made a big deal about being 16. Okay, and then I think in the late 70s, they went to 32 chips.
From Sean, what? From 17 to 32?
It's almost twice.
16 to 32. Yeah. I think it's darn near close. Sean, you want to do the math?
Yeah, hold on. Carry the one. It's a difference of 9.
Yeah, I think he's a little off.
9, right?
Ballpark.
Ballpark.
Four. Yeah.
Yeah.
First of all.
390. Yeah, no, it's double. I think it's double. Mm-hmm. It's double. Yeah, it's double. They doubled the chips up. Then they backed it off to 24.
Can you explain? He's so confused when you said that without telling him, by
what,
the way.
What, 390?
You can't just say 390, and he's like, what is this guy talking about?
Some of it's
about?
Just for some of the listeners. You don't have to.
But you take care of your host, fine, your guest,
okay,
man.
Okay.
Get into it.
I'm going to tell the story, my version of it.
Okay. Go ahead.
We were talking about what the record was for the mile, and I don't know, somebody guessed like 402 or something, and Sean's guess was 390.
Yeah.
3 minutes and 90 seconds.
That's what I said it, man. I mean, I said it. It's on film. It's on audio. It's everywhere.
You and I would probably call that 430.
Yeah.
But Sean calls it 390.
So that's brought up about nine times an episode.
He's a legend.
So yeah. I just want to fill you in, man. I don't want you in the weeds with, like, what's all these codes and number talking.
I was wondering.
Yeah, actually, you know what? That was nice of you.
Yeah,
I think of my guests. I'm putting them up tonight anyway, so you can get involved.
In the 80s, they went to 24 chips. They split the difference. And then their slogan back then was, "Bet you bite a chip." I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Bet you bite a chip.
Yeah, bet you bite a chip.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah, which is it was akin to bet you can't eat just one, which I think was Lay's.
Oh, yeah.
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 Wait, so now they landed on how many?
24.
Every single one?
24. And then they sort of shifted to every bag has 1,000 chips. They're like, and maybe they accounted for, maybe there's, you know, a little bit more in one cookie than the other. And they said every bag has 1,000 chips.
Huh.
Yeah.
Aren't they playing with fire?
Well.
Legally?
What do you mean? It's interesting you said
that. People sue for this type of stuff all the time.
They do. Some third graders in Wadesboro, North Carolina challenged it. They said there were only 680. They said they counted the chips.
Way off.
That is way off.
Here's the problem. They were counting the outside chips. They weren't counting what was in the cookie. You can't see what's in there. And they melt. They've used some water to sort of strip away all the cookie and get to the chips. There was 1,181 in there. Yeah. These guys were right. Over this whole, I don't know, if cut controversy, but whatever was going on with this thing, sales jumped 20%.
Wow.
Yeah.
When was this?
This was...
In the 80s?
Yeah. 19... No, it was late 90s.
You
cut to
in 1999. Go ahead.
There's a courtroom and the guy's dumping water over it, and it just dissolved, and then just third graders crying. Ooh, yeah,
all, yeah, all the yeah, plaintiffs yeah, just break out in tears. Yeah.
Just the yeah, guy counting them.
Yeah,
yeah,
1001.
Yeah, yeah. It was. Yeah, I think there's a movie.
It's a dark scene. Yeah, there's. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think Dickens.
Legal thriller. Yeah. So in 1991, due to the publicity from the third grader North Carolina event, the company encouraged the public to confirm the amount of chips in creative ways. Students from a United States Air Force Academy statistics class got involved.
Mm.
Yeah, they did it using some, you know, statistics.
Yeah.
I guess for
good way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Chewy came out in 1983. I think we should sort of get into the different types here.
Yeah.
And give them a try. This is the blue. Oh, no. Where am I at here?
There you go.
The blue bag. This is sort of. This is.
The original.
The standard. The original. Thank you. you said you're a fan of these. You have some of these at the house.
I do right now.
Yeah, yeah. Sean, we haven't gotten your take on Chips Ahoy yet.
Yeah. No, I'm dumb. It's good.
Yeah. So there's.
I'm into this.
There's the original. Okay. Then you got the Chunky, which I couldn't find this data, but one place said that they came out pretty quick after the original.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because these were 1963. The Chewy came out in 83, I believe. So there's the Chunky, okay? And then here's the Chewy. I've been having a little bit of stomach stuff, so I bought some gluten-free ones just because, you know, but I want you guys, whoever's willing to, I'd like you guys to all, to try all three and let me know which of the main ones and see what
yeah,
you like.
Yeah, give me the gluten. I like gluten. Give me a gluten one.
Yeah, do you need that. Some Fiber One?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So you guys are all having the original right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grab a Chewy.
Okay.
I noticed, Greg, one of these is a specialized Hershey one. Does that mean that the other ones don't have Hershey and some of them do have Hershey chocolate?
It's a really good. Yeah, I would bet these are Nestle. No, these are semi-sweet morsels, okay, which is not milk chocolate. These are Hershey's milk chocolate.
Oh, okay.
So these are more like, you know, like you would in a, they're sort of bittersweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but these are milk chocolate. Sean, you want to try the Chewy?
You know, no. Actually, let's try the gluten-free because I want to see how it compares. Because I know these. Okay. I just want to see how the difference is
okay,
on that.
Don't participate in the whole experiment. That's fine.
What do you mean? I'm getting involved right now.
No, I want to see of the three what you guys like, the main difference there.
Give me, I need a Chunky.
Are your hands clean?
Go ahead, pick one.
Are your hands clean? The one you just put there?
I don't know. Go ahead. Take another one.
I don't know.
I don't want to be responsible.
All right. Chips Ahoy is one of those.
Man, that's good.
I used to consume daily as a child. Home from school, that was the first thing I did. I went into the packaging is a little different now than it was back then.
Oh, yeah.
Loved them. Couldn't get enough. I was always making my own ice cream sandwiches with them. Scoop of vanilla in the middle. Squeeze it down. Put it in the freezer for as long as I could bear to wait.
Oh, wow. Really?
I was eating a lot of these things.
A chip witch, if you will.
Yeah, I was a bit of a chip witch. Yeah. Oh, the sandwich. Yeah. Got it. Yeah.
I wasn't calling you a chip.
No,
witch.
People called me that. I grew to embrace it. It's fine.
I mean, chip witch here eats like 10 a day.
Chip witch.
Chipper.
It's one of those treats, and there's others that fall into the category for me that either my taste buds have changed as I've grown older or they've changed the recipe. They just don't hit.
They did
for
change
me.
The recipe in 2020, I believe.
Well, no, this would have been.
They were called them MMM proved Chips Ahoy.
I remember that.
Yeah.
This is before this. I did decided that they didn't do for me what they did as a child. I don't know if they changed again or my taste buds did. A few other snacks fall into this category, not Oreos. Oreos have stayed strong for me this whole
time. You don't like these?
I think it's fine. It just doesn't light me up like it used to.
Bates, can you talk about the differences between the Chewy, the Chunky, and the original? And which one you like the best?
I think I like the Chewy the best.
Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That surprises you?
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Surprises you, or that's the one you like the best?
I like it the best.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised that I like it the best.
You thought I'd like the original best, Greg?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I am usually a...
Actually, I thought Chunky.
Chunky's third place for me.
Really?
It's a little too dry.
I think it might be for me as well. It's the first one I ate just now, but I think Chewy's my favorite.
I got into that business right here. Duncan Hines, we tried sort of the ready to... Duncan Hines had these soft cookies that were much like this right when I got into sales at Procter & Gamble, and we got our clock cleaned.
These are Nabisco, right?
These are Nabisco. And again, I've talked about this on the podcast, and I think maybe on your podcast too. Nabisco is a direct store delivery. They don't go through... What's the big grocery stores? Kroger in Nashville. Yeah. So they don't ship these to Kroger's warehouse and then have the trucks that come out with assorted groceries, you know, 3-4 times a week to the grocery store. These go right from Nabisco in a small, like little box truck right to the store. They're in there almost every day. And they do that with the beer vendors, the Frito-Lay people do that, the soft drink people. And we didn't do that. We went through the warehouse. And we got whooped. We got whooped bad. They were a good product, too. Duncan Hines had a good product. But we got whooped. Talk more about the differences.
I was going to ask, so this is Nabisco. So Keebler.
Yeah.
That's one of their big competitors, I would assume.
Big competitors. Yeah, the elves. Yeah.
I like this. And this wasn't like this was a kid. The retractable off over the top bag.
Oh, yeah.
Because Keebler, I still get some. You have to pull it out, slide it out.
Yeah.
Slide out's not that big problem. Get it back in.
Yeah.
It's a real problem.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
how long do you think it takes you?
10 to 15 minutes.
10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's probably 3 minutes pulling out of and 12 minutes putting them back in?
No, it's about 1 to 14.
1 to 14. Yeah. So it's very challenging in the back.
It's not worth it. And then you have no choice but to eat the rest of them.
I know. I'm like, as soon as I get it back in there, I'm like, I want one more. And I have to start all over. So I feel like that is a design flaw by Keebler, by the elf, whoever it was that does it. But this is great. Just pull this back, reach in over the top.
It's a resealable.
Resealable, yeah.
Yeah,
Chewy are the best.
You like the Chewy.
No, 100%.
Sean likes the Chewy.
All right, we're all Chewy.
Day. I'm going to try just a bite, even though it's not gluten-free.
No, it's not good.
It's the other. It's the dry. They're just too dry on
the chunky. Your stomach. You got family. Be you got family careful, coming
man.
On tonight.
You're eating barbecue again, man. Relax.
Your brother's coming.
Nope, not for me.
Not having it, huh?
Chewy's not for you?
No.
You had one bite.
I can tell. I don't like them. I think if I wanted to, I think now I'm eating the gluten free ones, but I love them. These are outstanding.
That's great. Well, no one's gone into the.
I'm very curious about.
That's
the
where
rest
we're gonna do these specialty ones.
Okay.
That's round two.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Now, a while back, I think it was in around 20, maybe 18 or 2020. I think it was 2020. They got in business with some partners. So this is Chips Ahoy with Hershey's milk chocolate chips. Try that.
Yeah, just let me get
you want to give a shot.
Just let me get my own from now on, Greg.
Okay. Old keep dirty hands, Warren.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Sean? You want to give it a shot?
Get it. Let's get in here,
using
man.
Your nose see, like to nudge over a cookie is just weird.
Right. Make sure you guys cleanse the palate because it's not fair to. You know.
I am.
This is great.
Milk, it's fine. I wouldn't have noticed. If I'm being honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Sean?
I'm with Tim, man. Can't tell the difference, man.
Now, this has got to be different here.
This is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Cookie Collab. Yeah. I'm very excited about this. Cleansing
that
the palate.
That looks pretty awesome.
I'm reaching in.
Now, again, these are all crunchy, right? They're not chewy. The flavor ones?
Correct. You get Reese's involved in just about anything, and I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Well, not peanut butter, right? I'm backing you up, man.
Yeah.
I'm backing you up there. I told him not because he said I'm a fan. I'm sticking up for you, Greg. You're welcome.
No, that's the... Yes, I'm Jif through and through, obviously. But I like the peanut butter cup. Stand by.
I got a bunch of Jif questions for you, Greg, next time we come back on our podcast.
People absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Won't stop with it.
Yeah.
But I don't need to hear it.
I want to try something if you guys are up for it. Yeah, for one more test?
Of course.
Bates, pull down one of those creamies.
Getting the jar of peanut butter.
Bates is pulling down the jar of Jif we have here. Now, Bates won't let me touch his cookies, so he's going to do it on his own.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to take one of those. What do you think the best test is? Is it actually Reese's on Jif, or do you want to just take a...
What's your game plan here?
I wanted you to dip a cookie, one of these chocolate chip cookies, into the peanut butter. We tried it at the Nateland podcast with a Kit Kat into the Jif.
Oh,
it was the greatest thing ever.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I think it was off air.
Unbelievable.
It was me and Abigail, and I think Aaron tried it, too. That's very, very good. I would suggest not doing the chewy because I don't think it's going to – it's not a dippable thing.
You think an original?
Yeah, you're right.
I think an original probably is what I would do. Yeah. A milk chocolate Hershey's.
While you're doing that, I'm going to weigh in on the Reese's.
Is that too much?
No, I think that's perfect.
Yeah, Timmy, what do you got in that?
The Reese's cookie, they could have gone heavier on the Reese's, in my opinion.
I'm with you, man. Tastes better, but
Bates is saying no.
Mm-mm.
Tim, you want to give it a shot?
I guess.
Yeah, get in there, man.
Give me a fresh OG, please.
A fresh OG? All right. What do you think?
I mean, I'm not excited about it.
You're not?
But hang on. This is much different than a Kit Kat. It's a cookie. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're at a peanut butter cookie.
I understand the purpose.
Nope.
It's not doing it, man.
Don't care for it? Just
tasting two very separate things. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's not melding, creating something exciting in my mouth. This is what I look for.
Greg?
I agree with you guys. It was worth a shot. It's not a good one.
Okay, man.
I mean,
we win some, we lose some.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah. Some things don't go together, and that's not it.
God, Jeff is so good.
Oh, so a lot of these are open.
No. Actually, no, I think it might be the only one.
Whatever product we're doing, Brian, we make somebody dip it in Jif and weigh in.
We did an
elevator.
The Yeti was real rough. That was odd.
Southwest, especially.
Weird idea Greg had it from the beginning. And
my pharmacy's let me know my pills were ready.
Okay. You want to take a short break? Is it a Kroger pharmacy?
CVS and...
CVS, we got them here in St. Louis. Yeah. We can pick it up.
Tell you what, why don't we go down, we'll pick those up real quick, come back, we'll dip them in the Jif.
Yeah.
We'll all take some of your pills and see what...
See if you guys can guess.
Do you mind?
I won't even tell you what they're for. Yeah. See if you can figure it out.
Isn't that how a dog gets pills?
Yeah.
Yeah. A little treat.
Only way to get Brian to take his medication.
Chunky's the best way to go.
I say we go to some... Anything else... I'd like to hear about some of your personal experiences with Chips Ahoy, like how it became a brand for you. Tim told a dumb story about him as a kid. That was just
pretty
a dumb shot. I enjoyed your story.
Completely unnecessary.
Which one? The about his mom or
they all kind of run together?
Yeah, the ice cream sandwich.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of shocked that Chips Ahoy or chocolate chip cookies weren't around earlier than they actually were. I feel like it's been here since America.
Yeah. I think from some of my research, I don't think Ruth Graves Wakefield was the first one to do it.
It was probably a man.
She was the first one.
I thought that's where you were going. I should just let you finish. Is that what you're about to say?
That was not what I was going to say, Brian.
I'll just let you finish. I'm sorry.
Not what I was going to say.
All right.
And we've got so many female listeners on here, including Sally Duke, who just won a cooler, and now you're going to alienate all of them. No, I think it was...
Just lost my hotel room.
It was... they say that there had been some published recipes when you look far enough back and you look at what's going on. But she was the one who sort of made it a thing.
Mm.
So often a lot of this history, it's like, yeah, that was the person, but then there was somebody before them. They just didn't get much credit.
Yeah, I just figured it started in Europe or something.
No? Their chocolate chip cookies are big in the UK. Chips Ahoy is the number two brand of cookie to Oreo.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
But the top chocolate chip then?
Top chocolate chip by a long shot, I believe. I think it's got like 53% of the chocolate chip cookie market.
Who's second? Any idea? Keebler?
Keebler is a player. I mean, like I said, man, it's so hard. Someday... I'm going to ask Nate. I'm going to get up the courage to ask Nate to fund us some research because it's hard to get the data.
Mm.
You have to pay for it. I think the play. I'll just give you the players. Sure. Famous Amos is a player.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
Famous Love Amos is a player. I wanted to talk about it more, but no, that's going to be a brand on our own. You know, because that's an interesting brand and backstory. Tates is a big player.
Those are great.
I don't care for him that much.
Love them.
They're very crispy.
Very buttery.
Yeah, Tates is a big player, and they're kind of like it doesn't surprise me you like them. They're sort of like a I'm better than you type of cookie.
Diva style.
Yeah, very sophisticated. Yeah. Sophisticated cookie for more
private,
refined.
Private school type of thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who else is a player in chocolate chip?
I don't know. Who'd we do? Pepperidge Farm.
Pepperidge Farm is a player. And that Nantucket, I believe it's called, that is a good chocolate chip cookie there.
Real good.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, she's in the stores. She's in malls, but the store is Mrs. Fields.
Mrs. Fields. Yeah.
She's great.
Mrs. Fields is
great on Facts of Life, too.
I don't think that's Mrs. Fields.
It's Mrs. Garrett.
That's Mrs. Garrett, yeah.
No, Kim Fields was on.
Oh, okay.
Kim Fields, right. What did she play?
She was Tootie.
Tootie?
Tootie, man.
Okay, gotcha. I think it may be a different person.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
For about a week, I thought Blair lived down the street from me. I was pretty sure of it.
Really?
Why? Yeah.
I saw a woman and pulling her driveway. I was walking my dog. I was like, that looks just like the girl who played Blair. I would go home. I Google
this
her.
This is recent.
This is like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. What?
I go home.
Lisa Welchel, I believe.
I Google
name?
Lisa Welchel. She lives in Nashville.
Wow.
I'm like, it's got to be her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't her.
But it wasn't?
No.
Yeah.
No.
How exciting, though.
But yeah.
Well, and you know, probably you have a pretty attractive neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're, Lisa you and Welch I's is, aged.
Lisa Welch, very, very pretty lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I bet she still looks great.
Yeah. So it was.
We like Facts of Life. We're more Golden Girls guys on this pod, for being honest.
Yeah.
Really?
We do.
Yeah. If any of them live next to you,
it's a big part of the show.
Anybody, you wouldn't happen to have seen Beatrice Arthur
or Elizabeth White?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No. You're a Golden Girls guy?
We've talked a decent amount about the Golden Girls on this podcast.
I actually felt like maybe you'd already been too old when that. I mean, not that that show was old people, but I don't know. You and I are close to the same age.
Yeah, I'm older.
So,
but
not by much. So shows in the 80s, that was my heyday.
Yeah.
By the time I got to college or started working a real job, some stuff I just didn't have time for.
Really?
Like in the 90s, like there's some big shows that, and all that TGI Friday, was that Thunder?
Yeah, sure was.
Yeah, it looks like Storm's you're down tonight. Get that hotel ready, Greg. Mm-hmm. Fork it
no
over.
Problem. When have I gone cheap with a hotel
never.
With you?
I've right. never.
Let's get back to Golden Girls.
Let's get back to Golden Girls.
We're just going
to
avoid
Let's not get back to Chips Ahoy.
My mistake.
Let's get
I was going to say the whole.
Yeah, it's
the whole TGI Friday lineup.
I think. Oh, sure. I don't think it was TGI Friday. That's it.
Golden Girls is not a part of it.
Maybe it was.
Yeah.
Step by Step and
Full House. Family Full Matters, House. Full House.
Perfect Strangers did a stint on Fridays, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. But I'm thinking about the whole Full House, Family Matters, all that. Yeah. I was too old for that.
Yeah.
So I never got into that. Nate was all about that. That's his era. Yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was his favorite. I kind of butchered that, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Right.
The Turtles.
That was
I auditioned
before my time.
For one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies.
Really?
Are you serious?
One of the live action ones?
Yeah. Yeah, I auditioned for one.
You've always kind of struck me as a Donatello. Is that who you want?
No, I think I was like
Splinter.
I can't remember what. I think I was. I don't even know what that.
See the bad guy?
See, that's what you get, man. That's what you get for getting too old.
Oh, he's a rat?
Master Splinter.
Oh, so Sean was taking a shot at me?
Yeah.
Ooh. Better believe it.
No, I mean, he was kind of
a jerk.
He was kind of a.
He's a jerk, man.
I always
stick up for that guy.
You would have, I'm saying, though, that would have been a big. If you were Splinter, that'd be a big part of the show. He was a big part of the movie.
Oh, yeah. You'd be a star.
It's not like.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
You wouldn't be doing this right now. Can tell you that.
Or cop or something. It wasn't a big role.
Yeah. Do you remember your lines? Or you want to run it for us real quick?
No, I don't remember. Yeah.
Was that a turtle? That turtle has a sword.
That was good, Tim.
Thank you.
If I would have been able to
capture what I just
did. That kind of conviction, I'd have been, I wouldn't have been on this podcast.
No, no, hey, man, you know. I know. You got to
feel a movie
it.
Star.
I missed my calling. Ooh, old Chip Witch could have gone to Hollywood.
I haven't given you a good Chips Ahoy story at
tell
all.
Tell us about your relationship with the cookie.
I mean, I think I've always loved chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
I'm a pretty traditional kind of guy.
Definitely.
What?
I want this to be a clip so bad where someone knows nothing about the podcast and they're like, here's the consumers. And it cuts to Greg going, tell us about your relationship with the cookie. Well, I've always loved chocolate chip cookies. The consumers. A Nate Land production.
How do you feel about Aunt Jemima as a kid? Like, what connected that?
But no, I never had a problem. I never OD'd.
One time I tried to go straight interview and you guys just ruin it. I try to get to the core of Brian Bates. And yeah, mm-hmm. it's ruined.
Mm-hmm. No, I never had I never OD'd on Chips Ahoy. I never had a, you know, back off, but it's always been a part of my life as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
And like I said, these two are in my house right now. We do this a lot.
What other cookies are in your house right now?
Those Keebler, the little fudge sticks.
No kidding. Yeah.
That's good.
That's a good cookie.
Yeah. And then I have those little Werther's Originals.
Original.
I'm with you on that, man. Yeah. I'll go on the road with Greg. I'll buy a 5-pound bag, and we just have a great
time
eating.
There's a bag sitting in my car that you haven't touched. You got They're off so of good.
Them. Oh, I probably forgot to eat it then.
Hey, before we get into that, though, tell us about your relationship with Keebler Fudge Sticks.
We have a guest. I'm trying to get to the core, what makes him tick.
Yeah, great.
And I get ridiculed on this.
Hey, man, when you ever had an emotionally dark time and you were going to eat cookies, like, what did Chips Ahoy do for you to raise you?
You want me to answer that question?
I know. I bet
30 times in the last.
I know. I can't even. I'm being a hypocrite.
I have had an abusive relationship with any cookie that's out there.
Yeah. Part of it's not your
fault. I've OD'd on all of it.
It's not your fault, though, man. That wrestling stuff.
No,
what? The wrestling stuff screwed you up. You had to eat like a monster and then not eat and starve.
Well, the movie, is it Foxcatcher?
Yeah.
Where, what's his name, goes off the deep end after Channing
Tatum?
Yeah, he goes off.
Mark Schultz?
And he goes, something happens and he just snaps and he starts just eating cake and candy and all that.
Yeah.
And then his brother has to get him to get back in shape.
Dave Schultz, yeah.
Yeah, they have to lose like 12 pounds in 30 minutes or something like that. Has that ever happened to you? Like, you just... lost a match and just went off the deep end?
Yeah, everything. Yeah.
He takes
lost 9.5 pounds in 2 hours one time was, you know. But that wasn't from the deep end. That was because it was a multi-day tournament and I just.
Just from sweat.
It's basically, so you weigh in on, back then you'd weigh in the night before. Now you weigh in day of, but I would weigh in the night before on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And I did well enough in the tournament, you know, and then after weigh-ins, you'd consume a lot of water and eat, you know, I wasn't eating crazy. But I was eating enough to wrestle the next day, and I did well enough the next day to make it to the following day, and I had to weigh in that night. And I remember they were like, 150-pound weight class, you've been released, you have 2 hours to make weight, and I was the last guy to make weight. And I was 9.5 over when I checked my weight, and I made it. But it was crazy.
And how'd you do it?
That was just dehydration, you know, just mostly riding a bike. You can't do too much running. Back then, sauna suits were legal. You can't do that now. But you put on sauna suits, you put sweats over them, and you'd...
You got a spit.
You get a... Now, the spit's amateur stuff. Like, you don't lose. It's nothing.
Really?
Oh, I didn't know you were a professional wrestler. Excuse me.
Yeah, it's amateur
I didn't realize
stuff.
You were getting paid
I should say it's wrestle. High school stuff. It's high school stuff.
Mm-hmm. What about the popsicle stick that where you squeezy the sweat
that
off
was,
you?
So that was real? What I did is I would run just a little bit. You just can't run much because you'll lose it. And then we would we'd turn all the showers on and we put a bike in the shower and you'd ride the bike and we put on the Scorpions Live album and we had it sort of like
great
I can't remember
Canadian
what it
band.
Was and it was like German I believe we'd ride for a song, sit out for a song, ride for a song, sit out for a song, and then you get down to where you're about within about a pound and a half after doing some of that. And then you were just too tired to do anything, and they just put you in a steam room or a sauna, and you take those popsicle sticks and you just sort of scrape the sweat off and
wow.
then you sweat some more. And yeah. And yeah.
And then did you get to eat anything?
Yeah, that was like that was like Thursday night.
Night, yeah.
And I could eat and drink. Drink was the first thing. You just dehydrated. So you just right. drank a ton of Gatorade and water. And then, you know, by the next day, you're feeling a little better. Yeah. And your body actually kind of gets used to it, which is weird. I'm sure I've done some damage. But, yeah, the question
hey,
was,
can you train me to do that? I want to drop 10 pounds and
before this podcast is over.
It's not real weight. I mean, as soon as you drink water, it's back on. It's not real weight. I mean, if you had a fight tomorrow, yeah, we could do it.
Do you have a fight tomorrow?
I want him to lose 10 pounds before he drives me to the airport. Could you do that?
No.
Well,
he's
just so the car goes faster.
I guess, yeah, the physics check. It is lighter. The engine won't work as hard. Yeah. See how you're playing
you
that.
You can't push it.
You're getting a hotel tonight, buddy. Yeah, I'm buying it.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
You know, the Nateland Cruise, we're all going to be on in February. We're
going to be on.
So pumped.
We're going to watch the Super Bowl on the cruise. Did you know this?
Yeah.
But we can't show the halftime show for some reason.
Oh, really?
I guess it's just some legal thing. They can't show the halftime show. So there's been like discussion about what are we going to do at halftime?
Oh, really?
And I suggested that Nate and Dusty race in swimming because they've been debating this forever. Who's the better swimmer?
Ooh.
Someone wrote in and said, you and Vecchione wrestling match.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That would be incredible.
It would.
You'd
crush him.
Historic, man.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I wouldn't crush him.
Well,
said
different weights.
Mike's in much better shape than I am. I think I maybe would have a heart attack, and we're on a ship. So that's going to be a problem.
If you have a heart attack on
there's
the ship,
doctors.
Is that what you're doing?
No, there's doctors.
Rooting for a heart attack? I think that's kind of where we draw the line on giving each other the business, is you rooting for me to have a heart attack.
What?
When I have one, you're going to feel bad about this
there's
podcast.
Doctors.
And Randy, mark my words, I want you to put that clip out the day that I have a heart attack of Tim cheering for my heart attack. We'll see how he feels. What a jerk.
If you have a heart attack and the game's still going.
Give me those cookies.
Yeah, right.
If it goes to overtime, Greg, we're going to have to.
No, Vecchione's in good shape, man. The guy lifts and works out pretty hard. Mm-hmm. I have spurts where I go. I'm not in one of those right now. But
we got till February.
I guess I could train.
You'll lose 9.5 pounds next 10 months.
In my prime, I was a better wrestler than Mike. Yeah,
but would it be a fair match because of weight? I mean, wrestling's all based on weight class, right? So not within 5 pounds of them.
We're probably close to each other. I don't know.
Yeah. Trying to keep it fair. We'll make it happen.
In my defense, if you're going to go Nateland Cruise in the arms of Mike Vecchione, it's not a bad way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point, Greg.
I love Mike Vecchione, man. That guy is one of the most decent human beings, and he's hilarious.
So funny.
Mm-hmm. Hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
I went to his wedding last weekend. This podcast will come out a little bit later, but I went to his wedding and I was like he and his, and Katie, his wife, who's also a comedian, they did their vows and I was like, they're killing. They are killing. They were both so funny.
Who closed?
I think Mike closed.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
She went and did great. And I think Mike said,
was there a guy that went up before her?
The priest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They always put the girl in the middle.
Yeah. Cold open.
Yeah.
The pastor was, I think, Katie's sister-in-law, maybe. But she was great. Not that funny. Not that funny. But they were amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, made me laugh hard. Mike Vecchione is just, if you haven't watched his special, make sure you check that out. It's on Nateland. It's fantastic. And we'll get him in here soon.
He's got a second one coming out.
He's got a second one coming out in June.
Oh, yeah. That's soon?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of the best.
Something about being a former wrestler makes you crank out the material.
That's right, man. There's other the former discipline. Wrestlers that do comedy.
Yeah.
Brooks Wheelan.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know he wrestled.
Good high school wrestler in Iowa.
Okay.
Mick Foley.
Mick Foley's a professional wrestler, yeah.
Who's the other guy? There's another guy who's kind of a...
Jake the Snake.
Modern guy.
Adam Hunter was a good wrestler.
Was it Dolph Lundgren? Is that not, no,
he
Dolph,
was a professional
wrestler. Dolph Lundgren is the...
Dolph Lundgren is an actor. This, you're thinking of...
Dolph Ziggler?
Yes, that's exactly who I was thinking of.
Yeah, he was a professional wrestler, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some... Yeah, there's some really good wrestlers. That, mm-hmm.
But you're the only one that was a really good wrestler and a good comic.
No, Vecchione was good, really good wrestler.
Okay.
Yeah, Vecchione was really good. He took second in the state in Florida.
Oh, wow.
Was he an All-American?
No, he went
case
to Penn
closed.
State.
Case closed. Greg is better. Mike, I love you. Yeah. See what I do for this guy?
Yeah.
I'm just showing the world how great he is.
Corner.
Yeah, he won't tell people about it.
Yeah.
All-American's insane.
Kurt Angle beat Brock Lesnar, right, when they wrestled?
I don't think they did wrestle, did
the
they?
The story was, I've heard, behind the scenes, like, just hanging out, they wrestled for real. Brock Lesnar is much bigger than Kurt Angle and was an All-American, but Kurt Angle was a gold medalist.
Brock Lesnar was an Olympic, or no, he was a national champion.
Yeah, so he's incredible, but yeah. Brock Lesnar, I mean, but Kurt Angle was a...
I mean, he was an Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw them both do comedy, though, and Lesnar buried him.
Really?
Yeah. Angle couldn't get him.
I always wanted to host for Mick Foley and play the heel. And go out there and tell the audience how wrestling's stupid. I don't even know why y'all are here. And I'm like, I don't even care. He's not here yet. You know, and start trashing him. And then they play his walkout music. And that's my dream.
Beat you up.
Awesome.
Well, not beat me up, but I get scared and, you know, run off stage or something.
Throw you around or something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Hit you with a chair.
That guy's got a dream.
Tim, you want to go to fun facts?
Yeah, I would love to do fun facts. We're going to start off with this one. Lots of advertising. Lots of fun Chips Ahoy ads, television. We've talked about some of them. Joey Lawrence was in one when he was a little kid. Joey Lawrence was in everything at one point or another. You look back, all those sitcoms we named earlier, he
Blossom.
Showed up in all. He was in Blossom, but he was in...
Step by Step, maybe?
No, was he in Give Me a Break? What was his first one as a little kid?
Oh, with Nell Carter?
I think he might have been in
Give Me a Break. There was a little boy in it. I don't remember.
He was in one of those early on. But he was in a Chips Ahoy commercial. It was when they doubled the chips. Joey Lawrence was the pitcher.
I saw it, man. Yeah, I saw it. It was basically he came home and he was mad that his little girl in his grade kissed him.
Oh.
And his mom was like, she made him feel better by giving him some chocolate chip cookies with double the chips.
That's great.
Yeah.
Did you see that potential in him that early in that commercial?
He made outside. You were like, that's Joey Lawrence.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah. Like the kid. Yeah, it's definitely Joey Lawrence.
Yeah, it was Give Me a Break. He was in Give Me a Break.
Okay.
Joey Lawrence. Former St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Michael Wacha, currently with the Kansas City Royals. Huge Chips Ahoy fan.
Yeah, I think I'd heard something about that.
Yeah. Love Michael Wacha.
I like Michael Wacha. Never quite reached his potential with the Cardinals. Had some good years. They thought he was going to be like Cy Young.
That first season was a lot of fun.
First season was so great.
And they put him in, Matheny put him in against the Giants, and that when he just was right off the
He aisle. Hadn't pitched in a long time. It was at Travis Ishikawa hit a home run off of him.
It wasn't. Not fair to Michael Wacha. He was great. Andy Cohen, if you guys are Andy Cohen fans, has a dog named Wacha after Michael Wacha.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Len Lister.
I thought you were going to say Chips Ahoy.
Yeah, me too.
I would have brought that up already. It'd be huge. In 2016, shots were fired in Belleville, Illinois, just over the river here from St. Louis, over $8 and a bag of Chips Ahoy. Yeah. Nobody was injured.
Yeah.
These types of things happen. People are passionate.
People get passionate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have
it. Was, yeah.
Go ahead.
If it was $6 and a bag of Oreos, probably nothing happened.
Might be a different situation.
Yeah.
Luckily, no one was
Stakes
hurt.
Were high.
Chips Ahoy mascots. The original mascot of Chips Ahoy was Cookie Man. They workshopped that for a long, long time. They came up with Cookie Man.
They probably did.
Cookie Man's alter ego was Mort Meek, who spent most of his time enjoying all 16 chips in a Chips Ahoy cookie. When he was attacked by Fruit Fly or Big Wig, those were the villains, they were trying to steal his cookies. He turned into Cookie Man. Cookie Man and Mort were both played by the same actor, Bob Caliban.
Like a Batman...
Yeah,
Bruce Wayne.
Yep. Bruce Wayne or more Superman Clark Kent, because it was the same guy.
So it was
Batman, I watched the commercial. I watched the commercial. I didn't get that it was the same guy. And it's live action. It's not, cartoons. This is
it's live action?
Live action.
I can't picture this. This must have been before.
So you thought Bruce Wayne called Batman and said, "Hey, we need some help."
He hung up the red phone and then picked up another phone and called him.
That's the same guy.
Same
Greg.
Guy.
What?
You said, he said, "Oh, it's like Bruce Wayne and Batman." And you go, "Well, no, it's more like Clark Kent and Superman because they're the same guy."
Oh, yeah. Why do I think that? Maybe because they were obviously the same guy.
You guys want to tell him about Peter Parker? Or should I?
Well, you break the news to him.
Yeah.
Let him down soft.
He's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you kidding
yeah.
me?
Yeah, sorry to ruin it.
I mean, this is the thing. It's all about getting an education on here.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing and providing.
This guy who voiced Cookie Man did a bunch of TV commercials at the time and characters and stuff. He also famously did the Tidy Bowl Man.
What years was this?
That was the man rowing the boat in the toilet tank in the 1970s for this one. Cookie Man, probably around that same time, it looks like.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if Cookie Monster had already come along Sesame Street. And they're ooh, like, oh, great man, question. We can't. That's what we'd like to do, but
yeah.
we got to do something else.
Yeah. yeah. Talk about a guy who's passionate about cookies. He'd have been a great guest for this episode.
Well, talk about a guy who's also, you know, has some
addiction issues.
Yeah, yeah, issues with overeating.
Yeah.
I would bet that Cookie Monster wrestled and had to cut some weight at one time or another.
But he's maintained his weight pretty solid over the years.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a thick guy, but hasn't fluctuated.
Yeah.
Cookie Guy was another mascot of theirs. Cookie Guy was stop motion animated cookies. Apparently, there were several versions of Cookie Guy. Chipper, Soft, Stroppy, Hunk, and Cheek.
I don't know if you guys remember those commercials. They're pretty good, actually. It was like they're all sitting around. One of them, there's a lot of music in there, but one of them was there's this little girl, and it's a, like, you know, animated cookie, and her friends, and they're at a birthday party, and he's like, the cookie guy goes, where's the cake? She goes, we're not having cake. And he's like, whoop. And then of course they, you know, he gets eaten. Yeah. Another one is like, there's four of them, like sort of riding in a car together. And I can't remember the song they're singing, but it has something to do with consumption. And, and then one of them gets plunked out by a hand and the three are singing. And then the other one gets plunked out. And then two are singing. And then the one guy's, he's just singing. And then he doesn't realize he's the only one left.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, there was a Rod Stewart one, I think. Yeah.
A Rod Stewart one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was like, it was like, if you think I'm sexy or something.
I think. Really?
Maybe it was that. But yeah,
a parody?
No, it was the actual song.
Okay.
And they were like, in the, I think like the cookie guy was like hitting on this lady or something. And then he got, pulled out. And, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm.
Chip, of those aforementioned cookie guys, was brought back in 2020, just a few years ago, to promote the new Hershey's Milk Chocolate Cookies and Chips Ahoy with Reese's Pieces. We had those earlier. It was animated just like Cookie Guy was back in the day.
Animated a different personality than Cookie Guy. Chip was more optimistic.
Hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't like, and he didn't get eaten in all of them.
I'd be optimistic too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And he had a little different personality than Cookie Guy.
Hmm.
Maybe not quite as funny, but
yeah,
I thought Cookie Guy was very funny.
None of those guys really ringing a bell for me.
Okay.
I don't remember the,
open your eyes.
The commercial. Yeah. I guess you're right. That's it for,
open your eyes, dude. It's all around you.
Man, it's out there, man.
Get out there and live life.
Life is there, man. Life is out there.
I get caught up. You know what I mean?
Tunnel
the blinders.
Vision. Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Come on.
Ludo. There's other things, buddy.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Brian,
it's like Sean with the Bills.
Hey, man, it's the off season. I've been quiet. I've not said much since,
not about the Bills.
That's because I talk a lot and I'm obnoxious.
Wow, I look forward to the ride to the airport then.
Yeah,
you'll love it, man.
It'll be good.
You'll love it. I got a new car for you.
It'll be long.
Tim, did you want to ask me about my relationship with?
Yeah,
oh yeah. I was gonna say, Brian, if you were a chocolate morsel, what kind of chocolate morsel would you be?
Probably chocolate.
You guys are making out like I was doing a
60 minutes.
Barbara Walters.
Yeah, it was, man.
I was
pretty good.
I was really trying to.
I really liked it. I just thought of somebody just too, for whatever reason, they're just tuning in at that moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Greg, I have a news background. Just, I loved it. I thought it was deep, insightful.
You. Yeah, what, you were in the TV news production? Is that what you did?
Yeah. Well, I was a writer, producer.
Yeah.
Yeah, for almost 20 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever go on camera?
Nope.
Really?
In college.
Okay.
But
where'd you go to college?
Middle Tennessee State University.
Middle Tennessee State.
Yeah.
MTSU down there in Murfreesboro.
That's right. That's right.
Basically
okay. The Blue Raiders.
Suburb of Nashville.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I know a little bit about journalism, and this guy's got it.
I went to J school.
He asked hard questions, but fair.
Hard hitting.
Yeah, yeah, man. Looks you in the eye.
Yeah.
It's like the next Tim Russert. I mean, just really gripping. Buffalo guy, too.
Yeah.
You guys like to just mention people who have died. Barbara Walters and Russell, Tim Russert.
I think Russert was
Barbara
amazing.
Walters is dead?
Man, I'm so sorry.
No, she's not.
And she was Wonder Woman.
What?
You want to do some comments?
Let's do some comments.
You know, well, let me say this. You know who worked at my station?
Mm.
Oh.
Who? Hold on. I got it. Go Sam ahead. Donaldson.
That's a good guess.
Ted Koppel.
They got their start in journalism.
Oh, but they're so that means they're not a journalist.
Maury Povich.
They're George still, Frazier. Joe Frazier, I mean. George Foreman.
No. But, maybe I should.
Dead people? Is that the joke?
This person's still alive and well.
Nate Bargatze.
Give us a hint. An anchor?
Yeah. Give us a little hint.
It's a woman.
Is she an anchor?
She was at one time, but she's branched out to other things.
Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah.
Wow.
Yep.
All Oprah. Right. Good catch, Tim.
Yeah. Oprah grew up in Nashville, went to high school and college in Nashville, and got her first job at my station, News Channel 5.
Wow. That's Are you amazing. The next Oprah?
I mean, I'm
Bates,
not.
You think?
Yeah, it feels that way.
I can see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I think when she was 53 that we're at the same place.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm. She's still in a ways
Oprah
to go.
Winfrey.
Yeah.
Before we get to comments, if you guys would all look under your chair.
You get a cookie.
You get a ride to the airport. You get a ride to the airport. Yeah. You get a Chips Ahoy.
Yeah. Oh, man.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
All right, comments. These are from the Yeti episode that just came out. Lots of good ones. Amanda.
The cooler.
I watched the episode.
Okay. Yeah,
strong.
Thank you.
Michael Jr.
Or the cup.
Yeah, Michael Jr. is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amanda Akers Homestead said, this is probably the episode most likely to be listened to while using the product that's being talked about. I sat down on my laptop with my Yeti having no idea what the brand would be today, and boom, there's a 90-minute, well-deserved commercial for my favorite drinkware.
There we go. Now we're talking.
Halo Gunner, who weighs in a lot, said, maybe a not-so-fun Yeti fact. The new Utah Hockey Club, which is what they're called this year, it's this expansion NHL team, has been kicking around names and having fans vote for their favorite, among others like the Outlaws, Mammoth, Sasquatch, stuff like that. One of the early leaders in fan votes was Yeti, that they would name the team Yeti. However, when the team announced the final four options of fan voting, Yeti, the brand, they kicked out of it because the U.S. Patent Office and especially the Yeti brand put a stop to the fun. The hockey club tried to negotiate with Yeti to have a coexistence or sharing type of arrangement, but Yeti said no way. So dropped out, won't be called the Yeti. That's wild that Yeti, a thing that has been out, that's a word that has been there forever, that mm-hmm. they're like, it's ours to the point that you can't name a hockey team after.
It makes sense. I mean, if let's say that the cooler would have been like, fine, we got a deal. They haven't even begun to negotiate with the monster, or you know,
right?
And that guy, man, that guy's the, well, lawyers. That guy, has.
If I'm not mistaken, he's the Jay Kanzler client.
He is, yeah. Jay Kanzler is the official attorney of the consumers.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, the same, yeah. And you know, on the other side, NHL,
and he is shrewd.
Yes, he is.
Mm. Next time you and Nate sit down and negotiate your salary,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
we'll send Jay over there.
All right,
yeah.
Now he's Mitch McDear. He's that good.
It's Mitch McDear,
the main character of the firm.
Good job, Greg. It's also
it's Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Tom Cruise. Well, there's a book before.
Yeah.
That's the alias Sean uses when he, like.
When I sell cars.
Yeah.
When I help people buy cars, I say Mitch McDear, and they don't like it.
Alex Hoskinson, 4253, said, as a high school math teacher, I must point out that logarithmic growth is the inverse of exponential growth. Start out steep and then level off. What you meant, Greg, and demonstrated with your hand motion is exponential growth. No one there understood to catch it and harass you, but I figured I would give it a go.
For about 40 years, I've been going around going, it's logarithmic. I do this. I go, it's logarithmic.
Just up from corporate.
Yeah. So it's not logarithmic. It's
exponential.
Exponential. What was the hand movement if it is logarithmic?
Start out steep and then level off.
Yeah, so it's logarithmic.
Yeah. Or maybe it's
like the log ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've had this wrong for half your life, is what you're saying.
Because everyone always says exponential growth.
I believe I said it in some high-level corporate meetings.
I think he's implying you're able.
Now I'm seeing why I didn't get promoted quicker.
Yeah. It cost Jeff who knows how many units. Michael Bridger 7 says, I met Greg when I went to see Nate in Springfield. He was walking with a purpose around the arena, but he took time to take a pic. I'm so excited that you guys are going to be on the Nate Land cruise. Also, my dad, RIP, loved Ann Murray.
There you go.
There we go.
Gabriel weighed in, of course, on last week's episode.
Gabe is a guy, Brian, just to let you know, he evaluates all attempts at humor made on the podcast, and they are based on what he calls the
Succotash scale.
I made a joke about succotash on an early episode, and it's you're either better than succotash or worse than succotash. So let's see what he has to say about this episode.
He said, the God Bless Cheez-Its country song joke was vastly superior to the succotash joke. Best joke so far, had me cracking up right away. Couldn't disagree more.
Yeah.
Not a terrible joke, but succotash is...
Not even top five.
Yeah.
Gabe's, the opinions of Gabe Real are not necessarily the opinions of Sean O'Brien, Randy Cash, Tim Conby, Greg Warren, Nate Bargatze.
Your attorney Adrian is good. Culp. He makes you read that.
Jay Kanzler said we got to do that.
Yeah. I think the randometer, when Randy laughs, I think that's a better.
That's a better measure.
Yeah.
Huge.
But.
Man. Yeah.
Gabe is one of our guys, and he's always going to be one of our guys.
Love Gabe.
Yeah, we got him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for better or worse.
He's in there. He's a day one guy.
He'll be on the cruise.
All right.
Yeah.
So get ready to have your material judged.
Yeah. TWH Love said, Kristen here, I kid you not, just 3 days ago, I sat at a light behind a truck with a Yeti on the back rack, and I thought, what morons would spend that kind of money on a cooler? Jump on the consumers today, and bam, Yeti. I was forced to reevaluate. Greg, Tim, and Sean all have Yetis. Is this a product of morons, I wonder? My consumer's loving heart said no, but my frugal brain still said yes. By the end of the episode, my heart had a small crack in it, allowing a small Yeti appreciation in. Henceforth, I will say, what totally beloved morons would spend that much on a cooler?
See what you did there? You thought she at the end she mm-hmm. was going to say these guys actually aren't morons, but mm-hmm. she was like, no, mm-hmm. they're still morons.
That was good. Yeah, let's make it real clear. Yeah,
that was well written.
She took us on a ride.
Yeah, she did. I think it was well written.
I think
it was a journey.
I put something into the performance, though, too. I think I deserve a little credit.
You read it well.
Tim, you're a good comment reader.
You are.
Robin Gillum, 8577, said, you mentioned it, but you completely steamrolled the original Stanley Company. Please do a podcast on Stanley. That's
Stanley.
We talked about with the handles. Stanley's been around since 1913, way before Yeti. I think that would be a good brand, Stanley.
Stanley?
Because it's been around that long, and it just had such a moment.
Stanley Steamers?
I think we're going Stanley Steamer before we go Stanley Coolers.
I go Stanley Kubrick.
Great brand.
Yeah.
Great brand. Todd Green shared on the Facebook page, which, yes, I got comments from both. He said, ideas for naming Greg special, singlets and succotash.
Okay.
It's good.
Yep.
I like it, Todd. Shane Flint Outdoors said, another great episode. I thought the double door Dumbledore joke was on point, and I'm with Greg. Triumph, solid Canadian rock band.
Very solid. Yeah. The double door Dumbledore joke, did Gabe Real weigh in on that?
Not that I saw.
Okay. No, I wanted no part of it.
Yeah.
He messaged me privately.
It was pretty stupid.
He did? Mm-hmm.
No, I think I had a similar attempt today earlier. I can't remember what it was, but right off the bat, it was the what's your frequency, Kenneth joke. Mm.
Oh, I enjoyed that. Yeah. That's real quick, people. That's Dan Rather said that, correct?
Well,
or allegedly,
the guy said it to him.
The guy said it to Dan. And then REM wrote a song.
And then REM wrote a song.
About yeah,
it. Yeah. And my friend Troy, tells me, because he told me, he goes, this was, I don't know, 20 years ago, Troy's like, yeah, you know where that comes from? Because it's a song, REM. Which frequency, Kenneth? Because that was like Tom Brokaw when he was over in Iraq reporting was going, Kenneth, what's your frequency? Kenneth, what's your frequency? So I went around doing that. Also doing this. Like, I was the dumbest guy in the 90s going around.
What's your frequency going on?
And then somebody told me it was because a crazy person attacked Dan Rather and said, what's your frequency?
New York City, I think.
And then I called Troy, and he's like, ah, I must have been wrong on that. I'm like, yeah, man, don't tell me stuff like that. Yeah.
Great.
Now I think maybe Troy did this at one point.
Yeah, yeah, man, maybe like that's where you learned it from, man.
Yeah.
Man, look at Troy.
I was a real moron back then, man.
Janet Torek said, this is my favorite one. Rat in My Kitchen was written by UB40 and several others. But yeah, their most popular songs were covers. We talked about UB40 last week. I said I thought they were exclusively a cover band, but apparently they have their own songs, including Rat in My Kitchen.
You familiar with this song?
No, I wanted to look it up before today, but I ran out of time.
What's their big song? Red, Red Wine?
Red, Red Wine. Yeah. The Way You Do the Things You Do.
None of those were written by UB40.
Sweat. Can't Help Fall in Love. But no, Sweat is Inner Circle.
Not covers.
I'm sorry.
Covers.
Good call, Tim.
Red, Red Wine is a Neil Young song. Sorry, Neil Diamond.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They're all
Can't Help Falling in Love is Elvis.
They're all written by the same person. UB39.
Randy, you got a sympathy laugh from Randy on there.
I did not. That was a terrible joke, man. Yeah. But I put myself out there. I knew it was bad when I said it.
It's all about taking swings, man. Mm-hmm. You're going to miss a bunch, but you'll hit one every once in a while. That's what's important.
What's the greatest batting average ever?
Exactly, man. If you go 4-for-10 in a year, or 400, you're a Hall of Famer.
Or 390.
Or 390. That's how you use it. That's how you do it.
Oh, yeah, when Bates says it, it's great.
George Brett, 1980.
We're picking on you.
Well,
George Brett did hit 390, didn't he? In what year?
1980.
Yeah, man.
No, did he hit 390?
Yeah. Was it Gwynn that was hitting in the strike year? He was hitting crazy.
Oh, man.
I think he maybe batted 394 or something. He got really close.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
KHMLA for him said about the Yeti episode, so many great one-liners in this episode. By far the funniest episode front to back.
Really?
Quote, I'll wait here. Remember Sean? Oh, yeah. Sean said that.
What? I kind of
started Greg telling the story and you go, yeah, we're going to get to that. And Sean goes, great, I'll wait right here.
Yeah. He shut me down.
S. Murph 006 said, dishwasher safe is key. Once again, Sean proves himself to be a man of the people.
Sean is definitely a man of the people.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. You're kind of like, for our podcast, I was trying to think who would be who.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he would be Dusty.
Kind of Dusty. I mean, the listeners like him. At least a lot of the vocal listeners do.
Some do, but some don't. Some really.
Yeah, there's
can't
a couple
stand.
People that hate you.
They take it. They take shots, but we ain't
but there's people that take shots at Dusty all the time. And there's one guy that's like always on his
dump
case.
Dusty guy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that guy.
I mean, every week.
Yeah.
Hashtag dump Dusty.
Yeah.
You don't need to throw gas on the movement.
I his know. Name is
Dusty. Here.
Yeah.
A big fan.
I mean, I got it. I think Dusty's career is doing really well in spite of this guy.
It seems that way.
Yeah,
seems
I think to be surviving. I think things are cooking. Yeah,
Dusty
he's gonna be okay.
Killing it, man.
Oh, I do want to. I don't. Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's okay.
I wore a hat.
My God, it's like you guys. We finally get some momentum.
We're doing the comments, Bates. I mean, you could have done it during some of the dumb stuff Sean was saying, but we're rolling on these comments.
This is all I got, man.
You're right. All right. Sorry about that. We can just edit that part out.
No, do it now.
Randy, get the scissors.
Go ahead. Say your thing.
I don't normally wear a hat on the Nateland podcast, and then everyone writes in every week, the one guy who needs to be wearing a hat does it. And then I started looking the whole Nateland universe. All you guys wear hats.
Yeah.
Dustin wears a hat. Me and Melissa Nickerson are the only two that don't
really
wear hats. So I'm wearing a hat today. I started wearing a hat more often.
Looks good. I mean, I'm a little thin up top. And if I knew that I would look.
Excuse me if I want to look professional. Go ahead.
If I knew I would look as I did, I think normal, I think I'd wear. But lighting, especially lighting can make your, if you're a little thin, can make you look just distractingly bald sometimes. Like harsh lighting, and I don't trust any lighting anymore anywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm thin. No, there's certain times certain places I'll be like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. I didn't know it was like that.
Mm-hmm.
But So I think I look better.
Yeah, I do too. This is the Rocket City Trash Pandas.
Oh, nobody asked you.
All right, let's move on. I got a flight to catch, guys.
You look great, Brian. We're happy.
Thank you. Are any way at all concerned with making your flight, you won't make it. He drives, we're not exaggerating, he drives so slow.
It's
Tim is
true,
nearly
buddy.
Missed He's, gigs, right?
Yeah.
Down in Mississippi?
Man, I was feeling, I have to kick him out.
Yeah, you
several
can do
times.
That.
Like,
yeah,
all right,
yeah.
I'm driving.
Yeah, Nikki does it to him.
Nikki does it, I do it.
Just, hey. She makes him pull over.
Sorry, buddy.
And what does she do?
In his car.
She just drives.
And she goes around and drives?
And she drives.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I get the old boot in my own vehicle, but...
So feel free.
I'm still safe, but
do what you have to do.
Yeah, do what you got to do, man.
I better be going.
Yeah.
Brand new me.
When you get to Olive Boulevard, it's 270 Olive, with Sean driving, you got another hour.
I'll look for that.
Yeah. You want to do a few more of these?
Hey, we didn't talk about his hat. He was giving us good detail on this.
No,
what trash pandas?
Rocket City trash pandas.
Which is what?
That's the Huntsville, Alabama's minor league baseball team.
No, that's just good stuff.
Yeah. I think they're the double A, used to be double A affiliates for the Brewers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They all switch so much, yeah.
What team could I said that you weren't, wouldn't be like, oh, really?
I don't know. I minor league things fascinate me, actually. Minor league franchises. Yeah. I thought it was just some dumb ad. I don't know. Honestly, I should have given it more. Because I don't know. Minor league baseball is interesting to me.
Well, Trash Pandas. That's funny names.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like they were trying a little hard on that.
Yeah. When did your relationship start with the Trash Pandas?
That's a good question.
Brand new me commented on last episode. He said, not a fact checker in the house.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I saw that. That's all he said, right?
Yeah, great call. Oh, man. Great call.
Meaning they're. And what have we said on
this
podcast?
They say that on our podcast every week, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's. Oh, that's
yeah.
Not,
yeah, but you guys are stupid.
That's fair.
No, I mean, I think. I bet you we're right. 67%, 70%.
I go 70,
70% of the time we're right.
I'm responsible for 20 of it being wrong, and then the other 10 goes between you guys. Yeah, it's not terrible.
RL said that. RL Main 24 said, would just like to mention that Sean was absolutely on fire this episode. Please bring him to your shows in Maine in August.
Ooh.
Okay.
Will you?
I might.
It's a long drive.
If we're going to have friction, it occurs on those airplane trips a lot more than it does the car trips.
But really?
We've gone at it a few times on the airplane.
I think it'd be the opposite.
It's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure.
Oh, like?
Not the air pressure. Oh, but
an airplane.
Time pressures, you know. we'll take a look at it. If Southwest flies there, he's got a good shot.
What's the pressure? Yeah. He gets there late, the airport?
Sean's sleeping isn't always like, he's not accustomed to waking up early.
I see.
No, but I wasn't late.
You probably had an hour of sleep because you usually don't sleep at like 5 and you were in a bad mood. And
yeah, man, my circadian rhythm's all whacked out.
Oh, he teed off on you. Oh, I see.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
I see.
You just sat there and took it, right? You're going to sit here and lie in front of millions of people watching the show right now?
700 episodes in, you're going to lie.
Mm. Are we at millions now?
Yes.
Things are looking up.
Man.
Stayed a million last week.
I got to call Jake Hansler.
Yeah. And you have Bates on. I mean, there's no telling what this episode
is. Probably multi-million. Yeah. Yeah. Tens of millions of Bates on here.
This is all good stuff.
Allison Sakala said, more Sean. Hey, has Sean used the Dunkin' Black card yet? How did it go?
Great question.
Also, looks like he's losing weight.
Yeah, I noticed that when you walked in.
Probably wearing black. You know, not literally today, but some episodes. But thank you. I don't know if I'm losing weight. I mean, I'm trying. It's tough. You know how it is, Greg. My weight's tough. But I'm trying. I'm trying to walk more. Yeah, Greg, I have one of these. I did use the black card, and I...
Also slimming.
Got two people did not were impressed at all. One guy goes, oh, that's cool. And then another guy gave me a free coffee.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
From it. So not bad. Not bad. So yeah, I pull it out. And I just kind of.
Did you get it? Did you buy something and get a free coffee?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I bought a sandwich, a breakfast sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
And then he just gave me the coffee.
I've had a breakfast sandwich over there. It's pretty good.
Dunkin's is fine. Yeah, they get the job done, man. Dunkin' or Starbucks, man, if you had to go with one.
For coffee?
Yeah.
Starbucks.
Yeah,
it's understandable.
Ryan Forsman said, Tim, I'm glad you're enjoying the dark roast GIF. He sent us dark roast GIF. It's a product you can only get in Canada. He said, I ordered some at the same time that I sent it to you guys. Our family loves it, which is a big problem because, as Greg mentioned, this is a Canadian product. This is where we need your help. As you've always been the most pro Brazzy guy on the podcast, we need you to get in his ear and get this product here in the United States. Thanks in advance for making this happen. I got a call in Brazzy as soon as I read this from Ryan. Put my call in Brazzy. And Ryan, thank you.
and we'll keep you posted.
Yeah, let's try to, I'll try to talk to John about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll both hit him.
There's no way you're getting Brozzi's phone number.
We'll both
beg him.
I'm sorry, who's Brozzi?
Brozzi is my friend from college that is the chief operating officer of Smucker's, which makes Jif.
Oh, yeah, I think you've mentioned him on our podcast.
I did mention him, yeah. I'd like you to pay attention a little bit more. But
we usually repeat the same stories on the podcast. So.
Man, I did that once on Nate Land.
Come on, Greg, be a pro.
I've been on the podcast several times. I go in, and I don't know, on the fifth
amateur
time in there,
hour.
I mentioned something that I'd mentioned before. An old traffic cop Bates is like, hey, we've heard about this. Nobody would have noticed, but you had to just bring it up.
Now you've done it numerous times. That's the only time I brought it up.
Yeah, you're
numerous material.
Times,
also,
right?
you're representing the consumers. This is humiliating for
Sean. Before the
this
consumers.
Was before.
I am
this
disgusted.
Was pre-consumers.
Man, yeah.
Still, man.
Hate this show now.
Embarrassing.
Sean, can you tell us about where some of
couple
the
dates
people
coming up, gang? We got them down
appearing.
This time. We can see our good buddy Brian, April 26th in West Bend, Wisconsin. Greg and I were there.
At the Bend Theater. That's
we were
at Bend
great. Theater. Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Very cool. We saw a bald eagle, excuse me, and we followed it for like minutes. Very neat.
That was cool.
That was fun.
All right, that could be something to do.
So that's West Bend, April 26th.
That's
and then
right.
May 16th and 17th, Salt Lake City, Utah. And I would assume, would that be
Wise Guys?
Wise Guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just want to make sure.
Those shows, I bet you, will sell out in Salt Lake for Bates. Yeah, so
yeah, that's,
get your tickets.
Pretty hot club over there, right?
Yeah, great club, great town.
Great town, yeah.
And Bates is a great comic, so check that out.
Thank you. Thank you. I love Salt Lake. I love Wise Guys.
It's fun, man. Yeah, oh, yeah. The guy that owns it is a very, very funny guy, Keith mm-hmm. Stubbs. Very, mm-hmm. He's a comic and really funny dude.
Nice. Greg, this is where you guys can see Greg coming up. April 27th at the Improv in Oxnard, California. Where is Oxnard, Greg, roughly?
Up the 101 towards the coast, yeah.
Yeah.
From it, you go to L.A., and then you go up the 101 towards the coast, yeah.
Okay, nice. So we can see that on April 27th.
On your way to Ventura.
Is that where it is? Okay, yeah. Sweet. April 30th, Paxton, Illinois at the Cadillac. Paxton, Illinois, named after Bill Paxton. So that's always interesting. You can see him there. Wow. That is a lie, but it's fun to say silly stuff.
And the
stuff.
Cadillac named after that Springsteen song.
Man, I should know that. Guys, moving on. May 1st, Greg, you can see him at the Burlington Auditorium Theater in Burlington, Iowa.
Wow.
Follow after that. Oh, this is fun. Then you can see Greg on May 2nd at the Blue Note in Columbia, Missouri. In fact, I remember that because the last time we were there, I mean, man, I killed. But, man, Greg had a rough set, and he just had this.
Redemption tour.
He had this ignominious walk of shame off
you
the stage.
You couldn't follow
him. Oh, he got it in.
It's tough, man. I was.
Sorry.
He obviously did great there, but
you want to repeat that?
What was the walk of shame off stage after his set?
Hold on. I'm going to say this right. It's a tough one, but it does make sense. Ignominious. Ignominious. Ignominious.
Deserving or causing public disgrace or shame.
Yeah. So I was saying, like, that was the joke of you doing bad.
I'm glad that you invented a scenario where I had a bad show that we're trying to promote so you could get your word in.
And I just said, that was a joke to get the silly word in. Yeah. Yeah. That was unbelievable. I was there with them last time.
Yeah.
Fantastic time. Couple more things. Cedar Rapids, Iowa, May 3rd, Olympic Theater. Catch Greg. And then May 8th through 11th at the Grove in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
With our buddy Bill.
With our buddy Bill.
Love
at the Grove. Have you been to the Grove?
I've never been.
Oh, you got to get down there.
Yeah. Got to get down there. And then Timmy coming up. There. Tim Cavi, you can see him May 3rd. Can You Feel the Punk Tonight, which is a rock tribute to Disney. Two shows at the Pageant in St. Louis.
Yep.
This is big. And then on May 17th, Tim's band Ludo is playing at Point Fest. This is wild, buddy.
Yeah.
There's some, I mean, Ludo's huge already, but 311, the Toadies, the Urge, and more.
Yeah.
And then, as we mentioned before, you can see Tim.
Triumph on that show?
Triumph will not be there.
What?
They could be doing a surprise gig.
Is Randy going to be there with the ABs?
The ABs?
Almond Brook.
Oh, I hope so. That'd be great.
Trying to get Randy involved in this bit.
Yeah. No, those gigs. So, the May gigs and then.
And you got June 1st, Old Town Zany's Chicago.
Zany's Old Town Chicago, June 1st. It is a Sunday, my first time in that room. Going to be doing the music and the comedy, the stand-up. It's going to be real fun.
Who's on the show?
Very excited. I have a couple of ideas, but I'm not sure yet. That'll be a real fun one.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Kevin will be up there. And then we're doing Can You Feel the Punk Tonight on the road. We just announced. So if you check out canyoufeelthepunktonight.com or timconbystuff.com, dates in Chicago, we just announced. Madison, Wisconsin, we're bringing the show. All your favorite Disney songs, punk rock versions, great band, horn section, screens, whole lot of fun. canyoufeelthepunktonight.com.
I feel like maybe you put a lot of work into that segment, and then Tim just comes in and just puts his 2 cents or 50 cents on top of it.
No, I mean, I was like, this is what I was supposed to say, and then he wanted to tag a couple things.
I just wanted to check. Those dates are in August.
The thing I try to do the most on this podcast is stick up for Sean.
You do, man. If there's one guy who has my back outside of the bad driver, 390. All right. And that is plugs and dates.
Could you come up with a better name for the segment?
Kind of like plugs and dates.
Plugs and dates?
P&D.
The segment?
They just made name it something.
Like unique plugs and unique dates.
Yeah.
How about that?
What? And someone was trying to plug me to give me a date in Maine, but he's
plugs
worried about
and dates.
Flying.
We got it right here, guys.
I'm with you, Bates. You know, but old bad attitude Warren over there.
I mean, actually, I guess you could be plugs and dates now that I think about it, but I was just trying to spread the love.
We have been the consumers.
Thanks
you
for having me.
You have been consumed.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Brian. Buddy.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.